Minutes stretched into hours as the Red Wallers waited, straining their eyes along the north path, sometimes expectant at a sign of movement, only to have their hopes dashed by the realisation that it was merely a shadow as clouds scudded across the moon or the rustle of breeze-stirred foliage. The Dibbons had finally fallen asleep. Sister Sage covered them with blankets from the gatehouse as they lay huddled together in the northwest corner of the wall top. Saxtus and Sister Serena carried a cauldron of leek and celery broth from the kitchens, followed by Friar Alder and Cocklebear, laden with wheat fowls. Gabriel Quill stared toward the eastern horizon over the treetops of Mossflower.
Be darned to our rattans.
Formo was slurping soup rather noisily from a wooden bowl when Simeon placed a restraining paw on him.
Hush! I think I can sense something.
The abbot held up his paws for silence all around.
What is it, Simeon?
The blind mouse leaned out across the battlements, his whiskers quivering slightly.
Metal! I thought I could hear metal. Yes, there it is. Any signs on the path?
None whatsoever.
Shh! There it is again. Over there on the woodland's edge. Metal! Wait, it's chains. I can hear chains.
Saxtus sprang up between the battlements with a whoop.
Hooray! It's them! I can see Rolf Brush leading the slaves out of Mossflower out at the path. Hi, Rolf!
Flag acted speedily.
Ma'am, put an arrow to your bow and stand beside me here. We'll keep them covered. Saxtus, Formo, Gabe, you'll find spears down by the main gate. Take 20 with you and escort them back in. Keep your wits about you and your eyes open. Hurry now, they may be followed by sea rats.
Without further event, the last 11 slaves made it into the safety of Redwall Abbey. As the chains were being cut from their wasted limbs, the abbot questioned the three squiddles who had taken part in the rescue. Tree Rose and Oak Tom were crying. Even the normally tough Rolf Brush broke down and wept bitterly as they related what they had seen at the magnificent last stand of the Long Patrol.
They didn't stand a chance. Yet they came through the centre of that sea rat camp, laughing and joking. They were completely surrounded.
Oak Tom was pale, his voice low and trembling.
I never thought that was what they meant to do. But it was the only thing they could have done to free the slaves. What makes it all so strange is that they knew what would happen, how it must end.
Tree Rose accepted a spotted handkerchief from Formo.
Oh, they were so brave. Rosie smiled at me and said she'd see me back here. Oh, Father Abbot, why did they do it?
Abbot Bernard shook his head gently.
Who knows, child? Who knows? Certainly none of us at Redwall. We are infants in the ways of war. Colonel Clary and his heirs were complete warriors. Their seasons were numbered from birth. They knew this was the day their fates were sealed.
Saxtus hung his head.
Yet they knew they were helping Redwall and bringing liberty to the slaves, so they went to meet their destinies, smiling and joking. I was wrong about the hares, and I'll always remember that when I make judgments about other creatures.
Simeon and the abbess went back to lock the main gates before turning in. Dawn light was beginning to flush the skies.
Triumph and tragedy in the one night, old friend.
The abbot kicked away a stone which was hindering the closing gate.
All right, Simeon. Hey, you two, come in here right now.
Bag and Run came strolling through the gateway in their nightshirts. Abbot Bernard wagged a stern paw at them.
You two rascals should be fast asleep in bed. What are you doing out here on the path, may I ask?
Bag rubbed his eyes sleepily.
Waving goodbye to Flag and Mum Mills.
Throwing the gate back open, the abbot hurried out onto the path.
Flag and Mother Millis? I can't see them. Are you telling whoppers?
Two heads shook vigorously.
No, Father Abbot, sir. Honestly.
They went up that way and into the woods.
Run pointed north.
And they was carrying those big bows and lots of arrows, too.